Federal employees are a bit happier with their jobs than a year ago. A bit. The latest Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey shows a 1% increase. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, which compiled the numbers. He says let's not discount the importance of 1%, even if there's still a long way to go.
I think that's good news. The last several years, we saw a decline. Last year seems to have, quote unquote, bottomed out, and we've taken a turn in the right direction. With that said, Tom, I think, you know, clearly there's a lot more to be done. If you look at the scores of government at 58.1, you compare that to private sector employees, and it's almost 77. So there's still a big gap there that we really need to work to kind of overcome.
I wanted to ask you about that one, because it's a different survey that measures private sector satisfaction. But apparently, from you know what you have published, it seems like the partnership considers that comparable enough to make that comparison.
Whether it's 76 or 77 or 75, I mean, Tom, I think the bottom line is here, not only with this survey of private sector employees, but other ones that we've actually benchmarked against in the past, it does still show a gap. And again, it's not necessarily apples to apples, but I think we're at least in the produce section and comparing pretty similar attributes and a set of pretty similar or at least analogous situations. So I think ultimately, is it a direct comparison? No. Is it an analogous comparison? Absolutely. And I think it's something that ultimately, you know, we need to strive to do better with.
And looking at some of the individual agencies, there were those that came up in double-digit amount of points. And even one of the big ones, HUD, as we've reported here, went up 8 points, which is significant. What are we learning from what those agencies did that shows you can have some control over this?
Yeah, so I think the first thing that we're learning, and again, I think we've seen this a little bit over time, and again, I think it's important that agencies realize and the public realize as well that you're not going to change things overnight. And I think that's one of the common themes that you hear from agencies is that you've got to have a steady drumbeat. This isn't just a crash of the cymbals midway through or at the end of the parade route. You really have to have the consistent, steady drumbeat throughout the entire parade route. With that said, I think a couple of things that we've seen. One is I think the administration has really focused on this. OPM, OMB, it's actually built into a lot of the work that those two agencies are doing and trying to push and providing some resources and support for agencies as well. So that's one. I think the second thing that we're really seeing with a lot of agencies is they're taking a good deal of time to listen. They're listening to their employees to really figure out what are the key issues that actually may make a difference. And from there, really beginning to peel back the layers of the onion to say, we can't maybe focus on all of the issues where we may be where we may not be ranked all that well, but where are the ones that actually are going to mean the most to employees, and as a consequence, drive the biggest swing for us.
And I wanted to ask you about something seemingly unrelated, but that is the fact that not one but two senators in recent days have come out with multi-hundred page reports detailing what they consider egregious examples of federal waste. And they really come down to individual programs and decisions that people made rightly or wrongly somewhere along the line to fund this particular study that might seem absurd if you don't understand the field, I guess, to some bigger things that are mismanagement at the departmental level. It's all meta reporting on IG reports and so forth. What effect do you think that has, if any, when people read that and find themselves singled out for some decision they might have made a year ago that seemed right at the moment?
I think all of those things actually matter a great deal to employee morale, employee satisfaction, and ultimately engagement and empowerment as well. You know, we talked before about the threat of a possible shutdown as well. Things like that actually play into you know, morale issues and employee engagement. You know, when we look at within the context of shutdown, and the term that's often used for those that don't have to come in is who are the non-essential workers. I'm not sure any of us ever want to be called non-essential. So whether it's in the context of shutdown or it's in the context of waste, fraud, abuse conversations or being singled out for things, none of that actually feels good as an employee. I don't care if you're in government or anywhere else. None of that feels good. I think, you know, ultimately there has to be the balance of accountability that I think some of the reports and some of the recent news articles have been about. And also, how do you really engage employees to make the right decisions as well?
Do you ever wish that on the employee application, on the employment applications for the federal government, there was a line that says, I hereby acknowledge that I will be used occasionally as a political football in someone else's battle, and I hereby pledge not to take it personally?
Well, there are a lot of things that I'd like to maybe see changed on the federal hiring process, which is an entirely different conversation, Tom. But I think clearly that is at play, and actually at the best places to work luncheon, Congressman Meadows from North Carolina, as he gave some remarks, actually did say, "I apologize that you've been treated." This is to paraphrase him, but I apologize that federal workers have been often used as pawns in the budget game. So I think there is some truth to that developing a tough skin and not taking any of this personally. But I think it does affect people personally, and I think it does because, you know, for the most part, by and large, federal employees are a very committed, very passionate, very loyal, and very dedicated to the mission. That's really what they're trying to look out for. And when somebody calls into question that's not their motives, I think that does sting.
Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.